This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. In a televised speech, Rouhani called for a special court to be set up and said the whole world will be watching. Also Tuesday, an Iranian judiciary spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. The development come as the government faces protests after first insisting mechanical problems caused the plane to go down before admitting Saturday that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who've been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. VOA's Laritza Hoek reports.
Some protesters pulled down banners depicting the slain Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Police in riot gear moved to disperse them. A spokeswoman for the State Department told VOA Persian Service that U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have been tweeting messages of support to the Iranian people. Officials in Washington have warned Iranian authorities against killing and arresting peaceful protesters. The head of police in Tehran said officers have not opened fire on protesters and have been instructed to act with restraint. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres said the reports of the lethal use of force against demonstrators must be fully investigated. More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital of Manila have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity because of a volcano. This